You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Schools are warning the government must slow down when it comes to education policy. Principals have expressed concerns around the pace of change in the education sector. This year, we've seen the implementation of an hour of reading, writing and math, cell phone bans, and then this week, the introduction of structured literacy. President of the Principals Federation, Leanne Otene, joins me now. Thanks for your time this morning, Leanne. Good morning.
Morning, Francesca.
What are your concerns around the pace of change that you're seeing around the education policy with this government?
Look, you know, first of all, you know, any investment in education we must celebrate.
Yes.
So, you know, I want to recognise that $67 odd million that, you know, has been invested into teaching and learning. You know, we have been advocating strongly for professional development, for resources, for support for our teachers. So I just want to start with that. So, you know, this is our concerns around this pace of change. We don't want to overwhelm our workforce. And, you know, this will be placing immense pressure on teachers. And, you know, this is the first of the six priorities. And if we're going to see them all rolling out continuously with mandates starting in 2025, we're going to have an overwhelmed workforce. And we want to do this right. We want to get it right. But in order to get it right, we need to ensure that we pace this change.
Oh, look, I couldn't agree with you more. We're all welcoming the change, but there's no point doing it twice, is there, Leanne? So how are or how will the changes impact schools, do you think? What are you seeing so far?
Well, let's have a talk about, you know, how schools operate. We're all of our schools across New Zealand are self-governing schools, so we have boards of trustees. Schools currently are expected to work with their communities on their strategic plans for the next 3 years and their annual plans as well as their budgets. That's all expected to be on our website so that the community can see what it is that we've got planned ahead. These sudden changes put those, you know, those strategic plans at question. You know, will principals, will boards of trustees need to change their strategic plans because they hadn't looked at the particular priorities that the government is rolling out? So what part does this have, you know, what part does our community have in this? The other thing is actually in the classroom. All of these sudden changes are going to mean that teachers' plans for this term and through to the end of the year are going to quickly need to be changed. And this is disruptive. It's disruptive to the teachers' time. And you know, our minister quite rightly said our teachers are our biggest asset in education. We need to look after them. And part of that is making sure that their workload, you know, they have the capacity and capability to do what they're being asked. So, you know, that is in itself a big concern. And, of course, the biggest factor in all of this is when you have disruptions or changes in the middle of a year, it's going to affect our young people, our ākonga, our learners, and, you know, making sure that there is a strategic plan for them for their learning through to the end of the year.
So really is the issue around the process of consultation around the changes and making sure that both you've got your community and you've got your teachers on board?
Absolutely. Okay. And I guess and that is true. And the minister, when she made this announcement, was very clear that she expected to work with the peak bodies, you know, the educational leaders across the country. And I have seen evidence of that in the last week.
Okay.
But, you know, what worries me is that all the work has already been done. You know, we got extensive plans on structured literacy, you know, an hour after her announcement by the Ministry of Education with no input, with no prior knowledge or understanding of what was going to be released to our workforce. So, you know, I want to, you know, put out there that we need transparency and we want to work with the minister and the ministry in guiding them, because if we're there at the beginning, if we're there supporting, we'll be able to sort of point out some of these issues that are going to be problems going forward, such as the strategic plan, such as changes to budget, such as the workload issues. Those things could have been pointed out and we could have had discussions about them, but also about the content. And, you know, it's obvious that we have not been involved in that.
When it comes to structured literacy, Leanne, I'm all for moving in this particular direction. But the concern that I'm hearing from teachers is how it will be implemented, whether they'll have the funding and the resources to roll it out, and whether teachers will get on board with it.
Look, you know, structured literacy is actually nothing new. The last government brought in support for schools to pick up what we called, BSLA, which is a Better Start Literacy, which is a form of structured literacy.
Yes.
And my school did that for 2 years. So this is nothing new. This has been introduced. Structured literacy is actually an approach. It's not a program.
Yeah.
It is not one particular program or method. Instead, it sort of guides how the critical components of literacy are taught. So to explain it as simply as I can, it's about making sure that our young people, there's an emphasis on phonetic construction, practicing word patterns and using knowledge of word patterns to decode text to understand the meaning. That's in its most simplistic form. But we also need to make sure that we continue with that focus on using pictures and content and context to identify meaning in a text. And all schools that I've spoken to that have used structured literacy since 2018 say they still use those approaches, and they are fluid in terms of adapting their structured literacy approach as they go along.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach in this particular case. I think, Leanne, I found a statistic on Lifting Literacy Aotearoa that said as of July 2023, there was approximately 25% of schools in New Zealand have made or are in the process of making that change to structured literacy. So as you say, it's not something new. So you're not concerned that is a big undertaking, though, to get sort of the training and the resources in place?
Absolutely. No, I am concerned about that. And this is that pace of change, right?
Right.
So, you know, the minister says only the year 1 to 3 teachers are going to have this PLD, and support. Well, first of all, where's that PLD going to come from? I don't actually believe that there are enough people across New Zealand to be able to support every teacher that is in year 1 to 3. The second thing is, in primary schools, our teachers don't just stay in the junior school. They move around. In fact, if you are a principal, you would have worked possibly in every part of the school at every level, because that makes you a good practitioner. When you work, say, for example, in a year 4 class and you haven't had the Better Start Literacy approach or the Structured Literacy Approach PLD, how do you know what has come before order to on go teach? What if you've got some young people in your class who have got gaps in learning from year 1, year 2, year 3? How can you as a teacher be able to do that if you haven't had that training as well? So it's an all of school approach. And so those principals and teachers I've been talking about who have had structured literacy since 2018 say it's a whole of school approach, so that everyone in the school understands.
Got you. Thank you for that. Do you think this can be in place by next year? Is it time enough? Time?
No, not with any quality. And, you know, that's my concern. You know, I want quality of teaching and learning. It's not about ticks on the board. It's not as simple as saying, okay, we're all going to teach phonetics now. This approach is intensive and we need to give it time to embed. So, you know, that's my concern right now.
Oh, Leanne, let's hope the talks, the consultation continues.
Oh, I am glad to see that it has started, and I'm sure it will continue. But, you know, let's make sure it's genuine.
Oh, I appreciate your time this morning. Very much appreciate it. That was Leanne Otene, President of the Principals Federation.
For more from the Sunday session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.